My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, where we will be broadcasting tomorrow. Some with hats, some without hats, backwards hats. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Jaden Daniels, 10 carries, 44 yards yesterday, was sacked 5 times, took a hit to the ribs on a scramble, had to leave the game, had the wind knocked out of him, but he came right back on the field, completed his next pass to Terry McLaurin on a nice play. How troubled are you by the hits you've seen so far? Do you think he lasts the season?
It's a little bit alarming, but look, the Commanders knew this going in. They know that he's not going to sit back in the pocket and dissect defenses. They know he's going to use his legs and get out and run and create offense with his legs. It's part of the reason they drafted him at number 2 overall. So you just have to cross your fingers and hope that he stays upright.
If he's going to be running 10 to 15 times a game, which so far in 2 weeks he has,
right?
Yes, he's going to get hit hard and going to miss time. And it's not just because he's a runner. Quarterbacks... The NFL has set the record for quarterbacks missing starts the last 2 years. 69 2 years ago, 67 last year. It's going to continue.
You just have to hope that if he does miss
you just got to get lucky.
It's not extended, that right. It's minor, and maybe he can hold up.
I'm going to bank
wiry
on this.
Frame.
I'm going to bank on a little bit of luck and the fact that this kid played 55 games in college. And he's taken big hits before. Granted, the NFL is another level. I think he's going to surprise us and hopefully hold up. But obviously, you don't want him to take rib shots like that over and over.
That's a little scary.
Not a formula for success. But he is a tough kid. If he had a track record of injury, I would be more concerned. There's something about him that he kind of takes these hits and he bounces right back up, typically.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Just looking at the early poll results, will Jaden Daniels last the season the way he's getting hit? 39% yes. Most people don't believe he will. It's very easy to compare him to RG3. I think they are pretty similar. And RG3 didn't hold up. I don't know if Jaden Daniels will be able to. When Dan Quinn was on this show, he didn't seem super concerned about the way that Jaden Daniels slides. He said he's just got to get down. I don't know that we saw that much of that yesterday. He exposes himself a lot.
Well, there were two runs where
he got out of bounds.
He made a point, though,
yes,
of going for that. Like, he looked to go out of bounds, and he was like, nope, I need another 4 yards. And so, listen.
And one of them was a great first down.
Yep.
Yeah, and the other one was just barely short.
And he knew they needed it. Like, he wasn't just going to slide at that point. He's like, we need this first down.
I'll be and honest
I'm
with you.
I'm a little selfish. That's going to get it.
I kind of like it when he goes for it.
Yeah.
I'm a little selfish.
Well, yeah, you just hold your breath.
Yeah.
I told you.
He's going to pop up.
The red zone issues, I would run more creative stuff with Jaden Daniels because I think he's your best playmaker. 800-636-1067. We have Dan Quinn talking about this yesterday.
Now, I wouldn't say I had concerns. I mean, it's obviously going to be a story that, you know, we're going to keep working through. We don't want the hits. So I'll look at the tape and, you know, probably have a better assessment for you on that tomorrow. I think probably in this one, there was four that were called that he could have a read off of it, one that he checked into. So I'll take a look and have a sense for that. But, yeah, he was good to go.
He's got 26 carries already for 132 yards. He's going to rush the ball as long as he's healthy 8 to 10 times per game.
Yeah.
That's going to be his usage.
Maybe he'll just get better week to week at not taking the hits.
Right. I think it's going to be random.
But there's going to be times
he gets slaughtered.
Yeah.
It's just part of the position.
Guys, it's been back-to-back games where he's taken huge hits. First game, his helmet flew off. That game, his gets crushed in his ribs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they want him to run, and he's dynamic, but Lamar doesn't get hit like that. Russell Wilson never got hit like that on scrambling. He has to do a better job of protecting himself. I don't care if it's third down, and you got to play the season out. You can't give up your ribs on a shot like that. You have to get down. They are worthless without him.
He's not going to last the season if he continues to take hits like that.
It just won't work.
It's not sustainable.
If Jeff Driscoll's in,
you make a good argument, Drabby,
you just got to base it on history, how NFL quarterbacks just get pummeled all the time now over the last 2 years.
That's definitely true. But I'm basing also his history of staying healthy.
Okay,
it's just a matter of time.
If he gets hit in the pocket and somebody rolls up on him, okay, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
Taking a shot 15 yards down the field because you're not getting down or you're not protecting yourself properly. That's an issue.
It's a big issue.
And it was a knock against him coming out of college. There weren't many knocks, right?
When everybody looked
at the film, people thought he could make all the throws.
He was poised. One guy was Johnny Knoxville.
He takes
some big hits.
Spectacular hits.
But I do think the kid's tough.
I mean, yeah, he is tough.
I don't know.
But if you got three broken ribs, I don't care how tough you are. He won't be able to play. He is tough. He's a tough SOB.
If he was ever going to break his ribs, he would have broken him there.
You don't know that. That doesn't mean anything.
I mean,
the next hit, he could break his ribs.
He took a pretty direct shot to the ribs with a helmet.
Maybe he's got iron ribs.
Yes. He's got Wolverine's ribs.
Keep testing it. Yeah.
Listen, all I can tell you is that I'm a little bit in the moment.
When he gets up,
you know what?
That's the way Bickle is. See, when he takes a big hit, Bickle's like, and then he gets up, pops up, you're like, all right, let's go.
Right. Yeah, let's go.
Let's do it again.
Yes.
Let's do it again.
Look, it's part of the deal. It's impossible to play the football game and be a running quarterback and not get hit. Maybe Lamar's never taken a hit like that. I don't know. You say so, sure, I'll believe you. But
he's just saying it happens less frequently. Of course he has.
Yeah.
Look, there's already quarterbacks throughout. Jordan Love's out. I mean, quarterbacks.
Two starters
miss time.
Okay, but Jordan Love got rolled up on.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm telling you, Lamar.
I know. What I'm
like
saying
that.
Is Jason's argument is it happens to all quarterbacks. Yes, quarterbacks. But this particular quarterback seems to expose himself more than others.
I agree. But I'm sized for the first down. I need the first down.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I want the first down.
I'm team drive, stay alive. And if he gets injured, so be it.
I don't want him to be injured.
Quarterbacks get injured every single week.
I'm banking on toughness.
Every week I get injured.
Luck.
So roll the die the entire season?
This guy, dice roll.
I know there's going to be recoil.
Roll him, team. Roll him.
I know there's going to be recoil when I mention this, but... Because a career can be shortened. But if you've got Cam Newton, you got to run him, right?
Yeah.
Now, they're different.
Correct.
I'll take 10 years.
Cam Newton would not have been a successful quarterback if he took
Cam
away the running and taken away the hits.
10 years?
He had a pretty long run there.
8 years?
8 or 9, I think.
If you could promise me, Jaden, 10 years, and then he's just washed up, right. I'll take it. But 10 years is silly? I'll take it.
Of course you would
take that. Selfishly.
You take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Jonathan in Alexandria. Jonathan, what's up?
I'm team run Jaden. Run Jaden, run.
I'm team get me that first down.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, Drab, I think you got it exactly right. He's got to protect himself and slide better on downfield plays. But my concern, they drafted him because he can dodge tackles in the pocket. They knew with this offensive line that he was going to be running for his life. You couldn't have somebody back there who's a true pocket passer, or that person would actually be getting killed. So I think that the line's got to protect better, but we're going to see him take some shots, and hopefully he can divorce himself from the hubris of his slight size, taking these big shots down the field. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Does Kyler get crushed like that?
I don't know.
I feel like Kyler finds a way to evade the big hits.
He
runs very vertical.
Yeah, I mean, he's a tall guy. Yeah. It's the nature of it, you know.
It's direct hits.
No,
at least
are.
Like with I feel like with Kyler, Lamar, yeah. even little, well, Allen's the bigger, but just with them, they get hit, but it's not. It's more slight. It's not head on. It's not a car crash.
Doesn't seem as impactful.
It seems like every game, Jaden Daniels is in a car crash.
Yeah. Josh Allen has car crashes, but he's delivering the blows.
I know. That's what I'm saying is that he's bigger.
Yeah, durable.
But yeah, Jaden seems to be, every game, he can't avoid a car crash.
It's a concern.
Which happened to RG3. It's a very similar narrative to RG3.
RG3, it was like tore his ACL.
I know.
I mean, that wasn't, it was like a weird tackle. He did take big hits, but that's not what took him out. What took him out was the weird,
fluky,
kind of
a fluky diving.
Trust me. Kind of.
I was doing this when I saw Jaden Daniels lying on the turf. I was doing this.
Yeah.
You're throwing your breath out?
Yeah. Of course you were.
Breath holding.
And it wasn't even about the Commanders. It was about his fantasy team. Be honest.
Trust me. It's
your initial thought was the Commanders and fantasy team.
It's about a lot of different things, JP. There's a lot of moving parts.
I know you.
There's a lot of breath holding. Mm-hmm. Then I saw Driscoll. I said, well, he's only going to be in for one play. And then Jaden Daniels pops right back out. He's good.
Listen, some guys are injury prone. Some guys aren't. So far, not injury prone.
Jinxing our guy. What are you doing?
I don't believe in jinxes. There's no jinx.
Jinx
is correct. You're cracked so far.
I'm just stating
so far.
A fact.
Oh man, I don't
I'm
like that.
I'm stating a fact. That doesn't mean he's not going to get injured ever.
I don't love that.
But
he's
like,
been very
injury prone.
Okay, but he's
like
been
repeatedly injured.
This is a totally different level. You're talking about bigger, faster guys hitting them. Not.
I know they're pretty strong and
not
big.
Guys
and
Washington,
a lot of NFL guys.
Guys at Washington State.
Okay, but at SEC country, there's a lot of NFL guys.
But it's not. These are 100% NFL guys.
I know. Listen, it's a concern.
It should be. Yeah.
It's a concern, but I need those first downs. I need the dubs.
I need stats.
You got to ride them like the.
I need the dubs.
You got to ride them like Ron did Cam Newton.
Yeah. You know how they just. Chew up and spit out running backs. They don't care. They just give them all the wear and tear.
Sure.
I don't really want to do that with Jaden, but I need the dubs. I need the first down. Oh.
He wasn't drafted number two because he's a sit-in-the-pocket passer.
I need my quarterback to have some freaking balls.
Hey. He's got those.
Hey, you know what we need? This is what we need. We need someone from DeMatha or Good Counsel, high school football player. Every Monday he comes in when we recreate Jaden's biggest hit on all you guys.
Oh, no. We're 100.
I'm not volunteering for that.
You take the hit.
Just because you're rocking blue hair.
You take it with your blue hair.
Then all of a sudden you want us to get tackled
you take
by
the hit.
Like an all-met linebacker? No, thank you.
Yeah. I would snap in half at this point. I hit golf balls yesterday and I can't stand up.
If they want to come in and tackle B-Mitch, they can be our guest. Not tackling these... these right. guys.
No, they're going to tackle Mike Moore.
Yeah, let Mar take it.
That's who they're going to
tackle. Reggie, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? How are you going to buy a Corvette and then scared to drive it? Come on, man. Like, I worry about him more in the pocket than I do outside the pocket. Yeah, you got to protect yourself a little bit. But, I mean, 24, he's a kid, but he's in peak physical condition. I worry about the hits he take inside the pocket. Some of the hits he took, man, I'm worried about somebody falling on his leg, the Jordan Love injury. Mm-hmm. Outside the pocket, I'm not worried about him outside the pocket. He took a couple of hits, but nothing that was, like, earth-shattering. I'm going to say you can tell that the wind was knocked out of him because I almost had a tear come out of my eye when he was on the ground. But then when he got up, and I was like, okay, that might be the
win. Hey, Reggie. Welcome to Run Jaden Run team right over here.
You have to run.
Welcome to the team, my man.
No, he's got to run.
We got plenty of openings.
He's got to run. He just has to be better at not taking the big hits.
I totally agree with that.
I know, but if I need that first down? I need to get there.
Well, die for it.
So, fine. I'm good with that.
Just get on the ground before you
might
get hit.
I have to go head first, though.
Yeah,
that's what he does. He barrel rolls.
Right.
He doesn't slot.
I think because he wants those extra yards.
I agree.
I think he knows what he's doing.
More yardage equals better.
I'm team a little bit scared, but I'm team keep doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Completely with
you. What's your best chance to win?
Yep.
Yeah. Mike, Chesapeake.
By the way, you've turned the corner on. Remember, you didn't think they would have as much running from Jaden Daniels.
No, I thought the running would be breaking down, the stuff just breaking down, which I've seen a lot of.
How many of
those? But they're designing runs and doing options. Runs,
which I guess I just didn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Add up.
What was there, 3 to 4 designs yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't like a ton.
It wasn't a ton yesterday.
Yeah. I actually wish there was a couple zone reads or whatever you want to call them where he should have kept it.
I wanted them to run more yesterday.
Yeah. He gave one or two to B-Rob, or B-Rob got smoked right behind the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to keep it and go run.
Wanted more.
He's faster.
I was getting
Brian.
Greedy.
800.
That's because you need those touchdowns for our bet, which you haven't paid me yet.
106.7 is the number for you to chime in. Are you worried about Jaden Daniels taking all of these hits?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.